walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given myself and my brothers to stand on this side of the podium and realize that this is your word. It takes your spirit. It takes your grace. And Father, we humbly ask you to guide us tonight and help us to proclaim your word in truth and to be humble and be led by you in this thing. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, my title is The Roaring Lion and the Faithful Father. I have 4 points. Point one, how to be sober and vigilant and why. Point two, the devil's tactics and how he uses them. And point three, resisting Satan with the proper tools. And four, understanding that all Christians worldwide have the same adversary. Point one, how to be sober and vigilant and why. Being sober and vigilant is the product of verses 5 through 7. Along with submission and humility, trust in God is the third attitude necessary for victorious Christian living. A strong confidence in God's sovereign care soon teaches us that we cannot float along with a careless attitude. The roaring lion comes against the Christian, and that fact demands that we stay alert. A watchful attitude creates a pilgrim mentality, and as found in chapter 2, verse 11, "Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul." It reminds the Christian that he is a sojourner in this world and a citizen of the world to come. It also should remind him that he will give an account of his service to God. That in itself is sobering enough. As we watch and wait for the return of our Savior, we strive toward holiness, which the lost world sees and wonders what makes us different. This brings glory and honor to God, which is our purpose in this life and the life to come. Point two, the devil's tactics and how he uses them. The word adversary in Greek means legal opponent, as in a lawsuit. The Greek for devil means slanderer. Thus, Satan is a malicious enemy who maligns believers, and his goal is to drag the Christian out of fellowship with Christ and therefore out of Christian service. Satan and his forces are always active, using temptation, persecution, and discouragement to take the believer's eyes off of Christ and his mind out of the Word. Satan sows discord and accuses God to men, men to God, and men to men. Read the first chapter of Job for a classic example. Psalm 22 tells us of how Satan attacked our Lord and Savior, and how the Son called upon the Father for deliverance. Thank God for his faithfulness. Point three, resisting Satan with the proper tools. The word resist means to stand against. The way to resist Satan is not with words or some special formula, but by remaining firm in the faith that God himself bestowed on us. Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it, your faith, is a gift of God." This means to continue to live in accord with the truth of God's word. Therefore, we must learn and think on God's word and fill our minds with it. As the believer knows sound doctrine and obeys God's truth, Satan is withstood. Psalms 91:4 says, His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Thank God for His written word and the Holy Spirit who teaches us. Point four, understanding that all Christians worldwide have the same adversary. We, as American Christians, need to understand that the whole brotherhood, the entire community, Christian community, is always going through similar trials brought on by the raging lion who never stops trying to devour believers. Persecution is far more severe in other parts of the world, and our brothers and sisters need our prayer and support daily. Please take the time to pray and read Psalm 22 and realize to some extent what our Savior went through. Let these words train our hearts and minds to be sober and vigilant and teach us to trust Christ daily for each need in our lives. Remember, look upward, not inward. And praise God's name forever, for He alone is worthy. Thank you.